Frank Allen Interviews, starring Frank Allen.
Hello, and welcome to Frank Allen Interviews. This week, we do have a very special guest, the disgraced former host of Welcome to the Waxwork, Mr. Scape White. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me, but you shouldn't say disgraced.
Well, I mean, I meant disgraced because you were forcibly removed from your hostship, and I would say exiled in disgrace.
You have a very interesting recollection of it. The way I see it, I'm awesome.
Well, yeah, I definitely don't see it that way. So, okay, let's go through, if we could, your tenure as host, and maybe we'll see where you made mistakes, what your regrets are, and what you would do differently if you were doing it again today.
Well, okay, if you want to.
You were made host. You pretty soon after brought in the Jordan robot. Now, the Jordan robot is a robot made by Dr. Steloff who dispensed food and was violent and used as a torture device.
Okay, right there. You see things very, very different than I do. Like I said, I think that Jordan Robot was a good friend to me. He gave me things I wanted, like moist food, which is something very good. He helped me to win arguments with you, for example.
Well, that was like I said, that's not winning an argument. That's torture. You tortured me with him, which has been universally decried by the international community, I think.
Me personally?
No, I mean torture in general.
Oh, yeah.
So I would think that you would, have some regrets regarding that torture.
Well, look, the way I see it, you get into a situation with a ticking time clock, and you have to make the tough decisions that everybody else is too scared to make.
What, the ticking clock in the argument with me?
Yeah, you never know when you would just win the argument any minute. So I have to act quickly to win the argument.
Well, that's not how people, I mean, when people are talking about the ticking clock situation, they're talking about like a bomb's going to go off or, you know, someone's kidnapped or something. They're not talking about somebody else is going to win. I mean, that's pretty despicable.
No, look, like I said, that's why I'm talking about the tough decisions that other people are too scared to make. I'm not too scared to make the tough decision of torture Frank Allen.
Other people aren't scared to make it. Other people know it's not wise. But, okay, let's leave that alone. Obviously, you are no longer the host.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So there must be things that you regret. I mean, how did this come to be? What did you do wrong? What brought about your downfall?
Well, basically, I think that my big mistake was that do you remember that I kidnapped you and replaced you with a robot?
Yeah, I remember that pretty well. That was your big mistake. Well, I'm glad that you feel that way, because I also thought that was pretty despicable.
No. That's not what I was saying, okay? What I was saying was, I think the mistake was that I didn't do that to my dad, because if I had kidnapped dad too, then he couldn't have put me in the other room.
What? No, that's not what you're supposed to have gotten from that. But not to mention, as he pointed out, and I kind of wish I had thought of earlier, you are just a cat, so anybody could just pick you up and put you in the other room.
Not if there's robots.
There was robots, and he did it. I mean, don't you think the problem with what you did wrong was using your robots irresponsibly, which, A, caused trouble with me, B, ruined Rory St. John for a while there, not that he was that great to begin with, and, you know, C, got your dad mad because you were having Cylons. If you hadn't had the robots there and been making too much noise, you know, he might have never awoken to the problem.
Yeah, but if he was kidnapped, he still wouldn't be awake to problem. Or if he was, well, he'd be kidnapped, so he couldn't stop me. And then I would have to judge him robot go about his business.
Well, don't you think your mother would have noticed that her husband was a robot?
No, I would program him to say nice things to her, and she would be like, oh, he's very nice. That's good. I don't want to question it.
You think you've got it all figured out, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I've figured out a lot of stuff. I think about things, and I think, hey, how does this work? What is the ideal situation, do you think? And then I answer myself and I'm like, oh, I know. I'm smart.
Oh, thank you for that description of how thinking works. But clearly, you didn't think things through because, again, here you are disgraced.
Not disgraced, deposed.
Well, yeah, but deposed in disgrace. The point is, everybody knows that you were a lousy host. People, in fact, can I share something with you?
Okay, I guess.
On last week's show, after you left, I heard about this later, someone wrote in and said, let me read this. Scapey used to be my favorite part of the show, but as of late, without him to fill the unique niche he used to in this ragtag team of individuals, he has lost his appeal. So you used to be this person's favorite part of the show, and now she doesn't like you at all.
Well, okay, let me tell you something. That person is a dumb ass because, okay, I'm always the same, and I'm always awesome. So when I come back to the show, I'm still going to be awesome. I'm not going to stop being awesome just because this person is like, well, guess what? I'm awesome. So, okay, let me tell you something else. The show was best when I was in charge because I was getting myself more things. I got to sing more than I used to.
Well, they mentioned that too. They say his songs were better when he had to try harder to get them into the show. And then they say he has become a washed-up, sellout version of the former artist.
Well, that person's wrong! Okay, look, I didn't sell. First of all, I didn't sell out because I didn't get any money, okay? Second of all, I remember what I was saying. But I do good songs every time, even when I don't have to try. I can just be like, hey, did you know that Skippy is the man now? Hey, did you know that Skippy is the man? He's an awesome kid, and yeah, he's just the best.
That was fine. I don't... You're not allowed to sing anymore during this interview.
I am. Skippy is the best.
No, you're not. No, stop. Stop it.
Yes.
Stop.
Skippy is the best. I don't have to stop. You have no authority.
I do. It's my show. Want to see how much authority I have? Watch this. Hey, Skippy, what do you think of yourself, really? Do you really think you're as awesome as you claim to be, or are you really just a total lame person?
Actually, I am totally lame, and I don't think anybody should listen to me.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Hey, what did you do? I didn't say that.
No, but that's what I'm showing you. I have authority here because this is my Frank Allen interview. I can edit you to say whatever I want you to say.
Hey, that is not a bad thing.
I agree. I think it's totally reasonable.
That's not what I said! You are cheating. You are totally cheating on this show. I'm going to tell...
Who are you going to tell? First of all, everybody's listening to it. Second of all, there's who are you going to tell on me?
I'm going to tell the news people because they're going to say, hey, guess what? Frank Allen, not so much of a respected journalist anymore because he can edit stuff.
Anybody can edit stuff. And I don't normally, but I'm saying for this one I did because I was busting on you.
Yeah, but who can know? Maybe you edited Rin that time that you said she killed somebody.
I did it. She killed that guy. Alan Scott is dead because of her. It's not my fault. That's the truth. Look, I didn't edit that.
Well, how are we supposed to know if you edited me?
Well, that's a good question. How about this? Do you think I did it?
No, I don't think that you did it.
Well, then I think we're all set.
That's not what I said! You are cheating! Oh, I hate you!
Well, look, we were out of time. I think we're out of time.
We're not out of time! You just don't want me to tell on you anymore!
No, I think we're out of time. So, thank you for listening to Frank Allen Interviews. This has been an interview with disgraced former host, Skippy White, who eventually will probably be back on Cast and Wax, but for now is living in disgrace.
That's not the truth!
And thank you for being here, Skate.
You can suck an egg! I think you are an excellent journalist.
Thank you very much, I think so too. It's been a pleasure having you.
Arrgh.
We'll be back with more Frank Allen interviews very soon. Thank you for listening.